BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Friday's podcast, nice and early, because we're doing the Radio 1 breakfast show today and all next week because Grimmy's off. Loads happened this morning, including a DJ set from Nanny Pat off of Towie on the Nix tape. It was incredible. We play Real or No Real with one of our listeners. Chris gives us the headlines of the day. And also, we send him to be your plan B, an emergency replacement.
BBC Radio 1.
I don't know why, but I've put Chris in charge of kind of finding out what's happening first thing in the morning, like headlines, stuff that's happening in the world of show business,
yeah.
General news. So, Chris, what have you got?
Well, I'm right across this. Simon Cowell will be waking up this morning to the realisation that he sent some tired and emotional tweets last night. We've all done it.
All done it.
You know the kind I mean? The ones that you've sent at night at a specific time, usually about 2, 3 in the morning. Mm. You wake up the next day and you go, oh, no.
I think you'll find that my late night tweeting is quite strong.
Oh, it is, isn't it? And it's the people that you tweet as well. I mean, the Australian Prime Minister was the most recent.
That was a good one, where I went, hello! Because she wasn't answering me.
And it's like, why won't you come on my show?
Come on my show, play innuendo bingo to the Australian Prime Minister. At 2 a.m, that seemed like a brilliant idea.
Mm. But he's been tweeting something about everyone having an invisible sign around their head.
What?
Telling them to be loved. It's very odd, and I'm...
Is he all right?
I think, as we said, tired and emotional should be the way we describe it.
How many tweets were there?
That's the other thing. There's a lot.
Is there? You can always tell.
He's gone on.
When someone's on a roll.
Yeah.
Okay. Bless Simon. Morning, Simon. You know he'll be getting up to watch his cartoons about midday.
Sorry?
Is this common knowledge?
What do you mean?
That he... I think he wakes up about midday and he always has a bath.
Mm.
And he always watches cartoons when he gets up.
How do you know this?
I thought that it was a thing that people knew.
Do we know what cartoons or...?
Like old school ones, Tom and Jerry, Daffy Duck.
This is amazing.
True.
Busy day for him then.
Well, no, he just likes to kind of ease into it because I think he lives on LA time even when he's here. So he'll get up really, really late.
Yeah.
And he will just start the day quite leisurely with a coffee, probably a fag,
yeah,
and some cartoons.
Good news, everyone. Coachella is about to happen. Now, I'm not fully across this festival, but I believe it's like Glastonbury,
but not
like Glastonbury.
It's kind of about an hour out of LA in the desert, and they have literally everyone playing. It's kind of like their big, big music festival, and everyone goes to it.
So all the celebrities go there,
yeah.
All the pop stars, everything like that. Then also all the showbiz journalists, where we can get all this showbiz news, travel there. It just feels like today everyone is travelling there.
Not everyone, but everyone in probably the celebrity world.
American
celebrities,
yeah. Yeah.
Lohan's going, which is great news. Lindsay Lohan has asked, before she goes into rehab, if she can go to Coachella first.
Oh, wow. So she's going to Coachella via... she's going to rehab via Coachella.
Yeah, she's just stopping off at Coachella and then heading to rehab. That's why we love her.
I've managed to get hold of the chicken order for One Direction. And
who
I think
cares about
a
this?
Lot. Well, I didn't until I saw... Because I was kind of thinking, well, I wonder how they do take their chicken in that certain type of restaurant. All medium spiced, except for one who is on the mango and lime.
Right, see,
do you
want to
guess who?
Who's mango and lime? Harry.
It's spot on.
See?
I've always had question marks about that boy. He's so mango and lime, isn't he?
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Friday morning, and it's Real or No Real time. We normally do this in the afternoon at 3:40. Let's meet the person that's playing up against you today, Chris, Rhiannon. Hi, Rhiannon.
Hello.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Swansea today.
Swansea. What are you doing right now?
Sat outside work at the moment.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm in uni half-time and then I work as a nursery nurse as well.
A what?
A nursery nurse.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Cool. Hello, doctor.
Yeah.
And then part-time at uni. Which uni?
Carmarthen.
Cool, okay.
And what are you studying?
Early years education.
So you're sat in a car park all alone right now. Are you a big fan of Real or No Real?
Yes, all right.
Oh, brilliant. No, I agree.
It's just all right, Rhiannon. You're absolutely correct.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I love Real or No Real.
All right, so are you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
So it's a sleep special because I don't feel like I've had much.
This is an odd way to sell it. A sleep special.
Yeah, so it's all about
It doesn't
sleep.
Sound that exciting.
I know.
No.
Well, it just sounds all right, like Rhiannon said.
It sounds like a boredom special.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Stick with it. Okay, is this real or no real? A selection of facts. Some of them are true, some of them completely made up by us.
Losing 2 hours sleep a night for 1 week has the same negative effect on the human body as drinking 2 bottles of white wine.
No, I'm never sure with how many hours you're meant to... Like, what? There's a certain amount, isn't there, that you're meant to sort of sleep with?
8.
Is it 8?
8 hours, I suppose that's what you're supposed to get, like a full night's sleep.
So 2 hours less than that means... the equivalent of 2 bottles of wine?
Yeah.
No, I can't see. I just can't see this being real.
Rhiannon?
There's no fun in staying. There's no fun in missing sleep, is there? There's fun in drinking 2 bottles of wine.
True.
There's fun in staying up.
Oh, no, but I do love sleep. Mm. It's one of my favourite things to do.
I think Rhiannon's onto something here because it doesn't seem right that you know... It isn't the same, is it? It's not like losing 2 hours sleep is the same as drinking 2 bottles of wine. That's nonsense.
Okay, so you're saying no real?
I'm going to say no real on this one.
I'm going to say no real as well.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's your next one.
In 2008, scientists discovered that the human body clock seems to have a reset switch located in the knee, which can be activated by shining a bright light at the knee pit and can reverse the effects of insomnia.
What? What's the knee pit as well?
What is it?
Is that your kneecap?
Is that like the back of your knee?
I don't know. Probably. Well, it was your armpit. Knee. I've never heard of a knee pit.
So what was this? You shine a light on it and you can...
You can reset your body clock.
Oh, come on.
By shining it at your knee. What are you saying, Rhiannon? You should know this, right?
Well, I'd love it if it was true. I'm not an actual nurse, mind.
True. But yeah, you will be one day.
No, I'm training to be a teacher.
It's a nursery nurse. Scott.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's like, it's a bit different.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm like a babysitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to be an actual nurse.
No, it doesn't mean she's going to be performing complicated surgery on people.
Does it
it's
not?
Like a completely different job, Scott.
I got it completely wrong then. You wouldn't know at all, would you?
No.
Okay, so what are we saying about this?
I'm thinking this is, again, I think this is nonsense because if you could reverse the effects, you would do this all the time, wouldn't you? You'd shine a light in the back of your knee. If that's where it is, easy.
Just get a torch on it.
This is silly.
Someone's actually doing it now.
I don't feel any different. Stop shining a light on my knee.
Do you feel like you've been reset?
I just get off.
Real or no real, Rhiannon?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm saying no real as well.
That one is real.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No
don't
way.
Argue with the facts.
It can't be so...
Right, this is actual science.
So where's the knee pit?
I don't know, look it up, but the scientists say that they're really confused by that one as well. They don't understand why, but that's true. If you shine a light in your knee pit, it will reset your body clock.
So anyone out...
So you just never need to sleep?
Hmm?
So you just never need to sleep?
I don't know about that, Rhiannon.
So you come off a flight or something, and the time difference is all weird. You're resetting your...
Yeah, I'm going to do this. Like, beat jet lag, 100%, wouldn't it? I'm so going to do it.
Everyone is going to be shining a light at their knees right now and feeling no different. I guarantee it. Look at the text come in.
Okay, we'll have a look. And next.
Before colour television, people used to dream in black and white.
Back in the olden days, dreams were not in colour.
I think...
Rhiannon, what are you saying?
Well, isn't there only a small number of people that dream in colour anyway?
Is it?
Yeah, I thought that, like, most people dream in black and white. Like, only a really small amount of people dream in colour.
No, mine are definitely in Technicolour.
Definitely?
Mine are, like, 3D, yeah.
3D.
And stereo.
You're in 3D?
Yeah, mine are 3D, yeah.
It's a weird one with dreams, because when
surround sound.
When I think about my dreams, I don't think mine are, I don't think mine are black and white, but I can't be 100% sure.
That's the thing, see, nobody knows, do they?
Well, no, I think I see colour, definitely.
But you're 3D and surround sound.
I am,
Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see, you've got money, haven't you? Do you know what I mean?
I've got Dolby.
Real or no real? I'm going to have to say no real with this one.
Rhiannon?
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes. Once again, actual science shows that old people who grew up with black and white TV dream in black and white.
No way.
People from the old, old days before TV dream in colour, and so do we. So.
Well, that's my nan.
So before TV, yeah, ask your nan. Before TV ever happened, it was colour. Then when people got TV and it was black and white originally.
So what's going on with my nan now? Because we bought her a colour TV.
When?
She would have had black and white back in the day, wouldn't she?
I think she's probably still black and white.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
That's weird to think of.
That's a pretty good fact. That's one for the pub, definitely.
100%.
And here's your next one, but is it real or no real?
Former Radio 1 Breakfast Show presenter Sarah Cox once got so confused after an early shift that she picked up the wrong pet from the vets, taking a cat home with her rather than her dog, Snoop.
It's the kind of thing that I can imagine her doing.
I have seen it where she left Snoop behind before and forgot she had a dog.
Really?
Yeah, at one of the big weekends a long time ago, we were all in the pub after the gig and she was going back to London and I was like, oh, bye then. And she'd actually left and about 10 minutes later came back and was like, oh God, my dog's still on the table.
Oh dear. So she's got previous with this kind of thing.
Yeah, she has. So picks up a cat instead of poor Snoop. What do you think?
But surely you know the difference between a cat and a dog.
Yes, but like DJs like ourselves are very absent-minded, Rhiannon.
Rhiannon, they have people to do these kind of things for them, generally.
Do we? Hell, no, we don't.
When they have to deal with it themselves, they struggle.
Yeah, they don't know how to live in the real world.
Yes, we do.
They don't.
I'm normal.
I'm going to have to say this is real.
I'm not normal, but you know what I mean. You think it's real that she picked up a cat instead of a dog?
Yeah.
Rhiannon?
Well, I don't know. I've only ever heard her talk about food, really.
Yeah, so. That's true. She does talk about food a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to say no real.
Chris?
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Some good facts in there on our sleep special. And at the end of that,
I only scored 10. Rhiannon scored 30. She wins.
Yes, Rhiannon. Good start to the day, eh?
Yeah, brilliant start.
You win nothing. But it's been brilliant to have you on today.
Thank you for having me.
Really good to have you on. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, a lot of people are trying this shining the light on the knee pit now because of us.
It's ridiculous.
No, Matt in Plymouth says, I've just shined a light on my knee while having a coffee. It does work. I feel so much better. I'm set up for the day now.
No, you're not. Apparently this is true. Apparently this is real.
I've got this, right? From the New York Times. Scientists have shone a bright light on the backs of human knees and in some mysterious way reset the master biological clock in the human brain. Biological clocks advanced or delayed up to 3 hours, enough to overcome the fatigue associated with familiar forms of jet lag or insomnia.
But is this a certain type of light? Because what I'm doing is just shining the light from my phone on the back of my knee.
Well, handily, Andy from Bristol's been on, who studies architecture and environmental engineering. Love our listeners. He says, we learnt the body clock can be reset by exposure to bright light at specific times, but he doesn't know anything to do about a knee. But he would suggest it's a placebo effect. The simple fact there is light does it, not the location.
Right.
It doesn't have to be your knee. Chloe, dying of tiredness because it's Friday and she needs a weekend in Norwich, says, I looked this up on the internet. So shined a light on the back of my knees just now and nothing happened. Thought this could cure my tiredness. Nothing happened. Scientists are deluded. It's not going to be instant, Chloe. You're not going to just like get a torch and shine it on your knee and it'd be like, bing, I feel amazing.
No.
I don't think it works like that. The Scott Mills Daily. So I was promised a tweet from Cy last night. Apparently he was going to tweet me a picture of him holding something with my name on.
Something.
Okay,
as well.
Good.
We're not sure what.
But he doesn't actually know how to use phones. But he has just tweeted, or it's one of his people, it's not him. He's just put, UK fans, listen now to Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1 to hear Gentlemen. That's right. Psy off of Gangnam Style has done another song. You're going to hear it in the next 10 minutes. The Scott Mills Daily. So, exciting news. Psy, has got a new track out. I heard a little bit of it last night. It's called Gentleman. We're going to play it before 8 o'clock.
I love that he's tweeted you personally. This is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But no picture. I was wondering what he was going to put your name on.
I was waking up every hour last night expecting or hoping for a tweet from Si, a picture of him holding something with my name on.
Exactly.
Never happened.
I was intrigued, and it hasn't happened.
I know.
Still. A tweet from Si is cool.
It's pretty cool, yeah. Right, so what I want to do today, and also all next week, is talk to you about some of the hidden gems that are on your TV which you might not know about. Maybe you need to spice up your viewing habits a bit. I love watching TV, but I don't watch the normal things. I don't really watch EastEnders or Coronation Street or anything mainstream.
Mm.
I go for the other channels. That sounds rude. Not those ones. I'm talking about just random shows on weird channels that you might not watch at the moment. There's a lot of TV out there you could be missing out on. I just want to give you a couple of ideas of things and just give them a go and see what you think. First one, Storage Hunters. Have you seen this?
I've never even heard of this.
It's on Dave, so it's not a channel that's hard to find. And what they do is they go all around America, and in America, storage facilities, you know those big storage facilities, they're quite big news. And people forget to pay their rent, or they can't pay their rent on their storage facility. So basically, they sell off all the stuff at auction.
Oh, right. So these are like these giant boxes.
Yeah.
I know the ones you mean, like big rooms.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow. So if you leave it for a certain time, they
just sell it off.
Right,
at auction.
Okay. And there's a TV show for this.
This makes an amazing TV show.
Okay, good.
So before you go and bid at the auction, you are allowed to kind of parade around outside the storage facility, outside the box. You're not actually allowed to go inside. You can peer in, but you don't really know what's going to be in there.
Mm.
And sometimes, there's like $6,000 in foreign money in there. And sometimes it's just a load of old wrapping paper from a church, and you don't know what it's going to be. It's like a little lucky dip.
Right.
And there's a guy on there called Sean, who is the auctioneer. He's brilliant, listen.
All right, welcome out to the auction, you guys. My name's Sean. I'm going to be your auctioneer today. I see a lot of my regulars. I got some good stuff in here. I'm going to sell it to you. It's kind of like a Christmas, right? Sometimes you get some cool stuff in your stocking. Sometimes you get that sweater from your Aunt Wilma. I'm all about helping you make some money.
The crowd love him.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Also, Cameron, he's the lock cutter. He cuts the locks so they can get into the storage facilities.
Oh, my God.
He's quite a big character. And then you've got Brandon and his wife, Laurie. They take it very seriously. They go to a lot of auctions. If you try and outbid them, they go crazy. Listen to the auction. It's like they're not even words.
Come on, I'm going to start this auction. Who wants to start the bidding up at $100? Give me $100. $100 from Jesse James. You got a chop shop right here. $100 is at 2.
Come on.
$3 from the big guy. $300 is at 4. 4 to 5. We go 5. $500 is at 6. 5 to 600. 600 to 7. 900,000.
1200.
I love this show. Listen how excited this guy is to find a television in the storage facility.
Home.
There's a big screen back there?
No, this day just keeps on getting better.
Yeah. The big screen.
I love this show.
Now, what I wanted to do is get one of our listeners on to also watch the show and tell me what they thought of it. Now, we spoke to this girl called Hannah yesterday, and she was so great. I just wanted to get back on the show today. Morning, Hannah.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And how was your trip to the Mendips with your mum yesterday?
It was lovely. I saw my granny.
Can you clarify? What are the Mendips?
Oh, my God, you don't know the Mendips.
It's a set of hills in Somerset.
Yeah, and they're beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah, they're beautiful, but if you go up on the Mendips, you're known never to return again, so I'm quite lucky to get back alive, to be honest.
What actually happens, please?
Well, to be honest, I don't know if it's decent enough to talk about.
Okay, good. Right.
Yeah.
Good morning, it's 10 to 8. Right, so you had a lovely trip. It was kind of uneventful, apart from seeing your gran.
Yeah.
And you have watched this show, Storage Hunters, for me last night, right?
Especially for you, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
I just wanted to get you on
YouTube, but...
Yeah, that's all right. So, what were you thinking?
Well, I did come up with a bit of a definition for it. I thought that it was like a cross between Bargain Hunt, Jeremy Kyle and Miss Marple, right? Basically okay. Because, the Bargain Hunt aspect, they're obviously like auctioning it off, And then the Jeremy Kyle, there is some quite heated moments. They get into fights. Oh, my goodness. It's, you have to cover your eyes at some point. And then Miss Marple bit, like, sometimes they look in and they think, oh, who could this person have been who owns this storage facility? And they sort of do a bit of detective work. It's brilliant, really.
And this is a show you've never heard of until I mentioned it.
I never heard of it before. I don't know if I'd make it regular viewing. I mean, I do think you have some, you watch some strange stuff, Scott.
Oh, you wait till next week.
So do you think you're going to watch it again, Hannah, on Scott's recommendation?
Well, if there was an evening where there was nothing better on, then yes, I'd watch it.
They have whole marathons of it on Dave.
Oh, wow.
But if there was something better, like The Voice on, then I'd watch The Voice.
fair enough. OK, so you've gone mainstream over my slightly left-field choice of viewing.
Yeah, but I did have a... You know the bloke who, like, auctions it off?
Sean?
Yeah, the him. I thought, I compared it a bit to beatboxing. Like, when he's, like, and, like, rapping, isn't he? Mm. Like, when he's auctioning it off. I mean, I've been to auctions before, but this was out of this world. I mean, you've never heard an auctioneer like that.
Listen to
Come
it.
Come on, we'll start this auction. Who wants to start the bidding over $100? Give me $100. $100 from Jesse James. You got a chop shot right here. $100 is at 2.
Come on.
Three from the big guy. $300 is at 4. 4 to 5. We got 5.
I'd be really scared to put my hand up.
I'd buy this as a song. Is that bad?
Yeah, I mean, it is sort of like a song, and he's got a bit of a, like, rhythm going to it, I think.
Yeah, and he does that kind of rolly R thing.
Yeah, it's a bit like the Welsh do, you know, they roll their tongues.
Yeah,
Hannah,
same.
What are you going to rate this out of 10? I feel you should give this show a rating.
Yeah, well, I thought it was a 6. I mean, if there's nothing else on, worth a watch. I mean, to be honest, it's worth a watch just for the comedy value. Because I was sat in a room on my own laughing to myself.
Okay, so you
and
did
if anyone
laugh.
Had walked in, they would have thought, what a weirdo.
Yeah.
But then, if there is something better on... Yeah, don't watch it, because you will be disappointed.
Well, thanks for that honest review, Hannah.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Will you come on next week? Because I've got some brilliant other shows that I want to let the world know about.
Absolutely.
You
I
will
really
end up
enjoy.
Watching the absolute crap that I watch, though. Is that all right?
No, that's fine.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Mind at all
right, I'll speak to you on Monday, then.
Yeah, have a lovely
have
day.
A lovely weekend.
I'll have a think later on about what to watch over the weekend. I'll let you know, all right?
Yeah. Make it good, mind.
Okay, mind.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I'm now going to play the new track by Psy. Do you remember Gangnam Style, anyone? 1,515,000,000 views now on YouTube.
You see, he hasn't done himself any favours with that, has he?
I mean, some people would say that this won't be as big or as good. That's a lot of pressure, isn't it? But he has... done the hotly anticipated follow-up to Gangnam Style. I don't know how he's going to improve the lassoing horse dance. How do you surpass that? But there is a new dance to this one, he says, which people in Korea already know. And he says it is new and easy to imitate, this dance move. So it will be as easy as the horse. He's been thinking about it and working on it and reworking the track continuously. And he worked 2 days without sleep to get the video finished on time. It's called Gentleman. It's not a radical departure. It was released last night.
I'm so excited.
And this is it, playing on Radio 1 for the first time. The brand new single by Psy. This is Gentleman. So, we came up with this idea called Chris Stark, Your Plan B. So maybe if you need a replacement for someone that's dropped out of something, maybe you need a date to go somewhere because yours can't do it, or maybe it's just something that you can't be bothered to do anymore, I ask you to get in touch and I send Chris as the replacement person and we get Chris to be your Plan B. Now, we've already done one. This is our first one. I got an email earlier in the week from a guy called Ollie.
Now, what did he want you to be the replacement for?
Well, basically, him and his mates, so a group of lads, they all go to uni, and when they come back from uni, they play a FIFA tournament. It's like a big tradition for them. And so they do it on the PlayStation, and unfortunately, one of their lads couldn't make it back from uni, so they were a man down, and they needed me to go along, fill in the gap, so that this tournament could go ahead.
So it's Tom, isn't it, the guy?
Tom's the guy who couldn't make it back. But what was amazing about this, they sent in this email. You obviously got it, said to me, cancel your plans, you're going to this tournament tonight.
That evening?
That evening. So that evening, I got a train to somewhere called St. Neats. Is that how you pronounce it? Because that caused me a bit of confusion in itself.
Did you think that you were abroad?
I did think, do I need
San Neo?
When we turned up, we were like, how do you pronounce this? Is it like St. Neats? San Neo?
St. Neots?
San Neo.
Yeah, because that sounds quite continental.
Yeah.
As you got off the train, were there like palm trees and stuff?
Well, no, not really. It was like an industrial estate.
Oh, it was in Cambridgeshire?
Yeah. But all the same, it was a little bit, you know, far away. But we got there and we got a cab from the station to Ollie's house.
I'm feeling a little bit weird about turning up at someone's house, and I'm trying to learn the mum's name, because generally I'm quite good with mums. I'm just practising saying Mrs. McGloshen. Is that Glashen? Right, a lot.
See, it's a weird one, because we're having to turn up at someone's house, you know, suddenly... Hadn't really thought about it before. It was all a bit random.
It is quite ridiculous when you think about it. I got the email that day, and then by the evening, you're in their living room playing FIFA with them.
Yeah.
Because Tom couldn't make it.
So I felt the need to learn his mum's name. But eventually we got there, we got to Ollie's house and met the boys. Hello, mate. You all right?
Hi,
I'm
nice
Chris.
To meet you.
Nice to meet you. You Ollie?
I'm Ollie, yeah.
Right. The tournament needs to go on.
Yes,
that's what
does.
I've been told, yeah?
I need you.
I bought you an egg.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
It's
come
got
in.
Scott's name on. You're going to have to just ignore that. I love that we're in your house.
How's it going?
I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Nice to meet you, mate. Nice to meet you.
I'm Wilnett. Nice to meet you, Chris.
Nice to meet you, mate. I'm Chris.
Freddy.
Cool.
Jack.
Chris.
I'm Peter.
Chris, nice to meet you.
This is so weird. It's like you're just a replacement friend.
I'll tell you what, you would have loved it there. They're really good lads. And I didn't realise, though, there was a dress code.
Oh. Should I take my shoes off?
No,
just realised it's a bit rude.
I'm impressed you all make an effort as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel a bit bad. It's like the chino thing a must or something. Or
it's tradition. It's tradition that we wear. You got to dress up a little bit and make a bit of an effort.
Oh, was there a dress code?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't know about this.
Did you not get the email about the chinos?
No, I didn't.
You need to get those brightly coloured chinos out that you've got.
I haven't got any. You keep trying to make me buy them, though.
Those orange chinos that you've got. Get them out.
It was really sweet, but they take this tournament so seriously. They were all there. They were all in their uniform.
It's always awkward as well, like, because some people, when you go to their house, do you take your shoes off or not? Like, it's different rules for everybody.
Exactly.
Was this a shoes off?
I wasn't sure. So I'm in the house. You got a picture. I'm inside their living room. All the boys are there, and it's about time that I need to get involved in this tournament. That's what I'm there to do.
Before we do this football tournament, I want to know a bit more about it. So why? How often does this take place?
So we're all at uni at the moment, and whenever we come back from uni, we thought it'd all be a good idea to see each other again. So I thought a good way of meeting up would be to have sort of a couple of games of FIFA. One of our friends has unfortunately had to go back to uni early, so you're here to replace him as the plan B.
Okay. Now, what's the deal? What do I win if like, I do win this tournament?
I think it's mutual respect, yeah. Probably. Like,
pride.
You've got a lot to earn, but you have a lot to lose at the same time.
See, I do this with my mates, so I kind of get how important this thing is to you boys.
You've done us a massive favour. Thank
you. Right, shall we crack on then? Do you want to explain exactly how we do it?
So the teams are going to be me, you and Jack versus Pete, Freddie and Will. And we're going to play El Clasico, so Real Madrid versus Barcelona.
This is amazing. Should we get going, yeah?
So funny. It's St. Neots.
Is it?
That's from actual people who live there.
I like San Neo.
I do, it's quite French. So it all sounds like it's going very well from this bit.
Yeah.
Come on.
Pass it.
Hello.
Freddy.
Hello.
Freddy.
Yep. Oh. Is this what it sounds like when you play FIFA?
Yeah, I suppose you haven't really experienced this before.
Freddy?
I got proper into it.
Pass it.
But I kept getting distracted throughout the game because I wanted to talk to them and find out a little bit more, and they wanted to ask me stuff as well. And
I bet they wanted to ask about...
Of course they did.
I really want to ask about... the Mila Kunis interview.
Oh yeah, cool.
We are curious.
Did she go and see Watford?
This is why questions are not.
No!
I was taking it really seriously. I felt a little bit rude at times because they wanted to ask stuff and I just wanted to get involved in their tournament. I didn't want to lose it. I got proper into it.
Here's another clip of lads.
Go boys.
Yeah, pass. Hello.
Oh, Peter. Oh.
Good.
It was all going well.
This is so bizarre that you've never met these people before. You're in their house, like probably, what, eating crisps. They're all sat there.
Couple of beers
with their chinos on, and you're playing FIFA in their house. You're the perfect replacement for these boys.
This was a brilliant plan B for me, seriously. Just got proper into it, but I felt I needed to offer a prize at the end.
Right.
And it was a bit of a weird, because I felt a bit bad, and they'd invite me to their house and that. So I said to them, like, what were they into to see... if there's any way I could help, and they mentioned the in-betweeners.
Oh, I know what's going to happen.
Right, so I was like, well, I'll tell you what, let's spice things up, because our team had won the first game, their team won the second game, decider. I said, I'll tell you what, the winner of this, I'll ring our friend Emily Atack from the in-betweeners.
Right, so they got to speak to Charlotte off the in-betweeners.
and bizarrely... That really motivated them.
I bet it did. I really need to hear this.
Hi, Emily. You all right? I know this is a really weird one. Basically, just very quickly, we've just done this little FIFA tournament. I just thought you could give a little congratulatory message to the boys who won. In fact, I'll get them to introduce themselves, OK?
Hi, Emily.
Hello. Well, that was a proper, laddie.
Hi, Emily. I'm Chippy.
Hi, I'm Ollie.
Hi, I'm Will.
Hi, I'm Pete.
Hi, I'm Freddie.
Hi, I'm Jack.
Sound like a boy band, don't they?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the X Factor. I love it. Have you just been playing FIFA all day?
I'm round Ollie's house playing FIFA.
I'm really sorry that I'm not Mila Kunis.
Oh no, well, no. That's... All right, have a wicked evening, and
thank you.
Yeah, and say bye to the boys.
Bye.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Love you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Emily. Cheers.
No worries.
I'll see you soon. Bye then, babe.
Love you.
Those guys were wicked. Yeah. I had such a good time.
It's really weird, though, because when that happens, when celebrities get called up and it's like, say hello to these people, it's really hard to know what to say. It's quite awkward.
Of course it is.
And then they all went, hi, I'm Jack. Hi, I'm Tom. Hi.
Look, I hope I was a decent plan B for him.
That was really good. That was a really good first one. So if you want Chris to be your plan B, to be an actual replacement for someone that's missing, if you're a man down for anything, or just if you can't be bothered to do it, send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We want to try and get another one of these in the bag. And thank you very much to Ollie for sending the email. And we sent you around.
Yeah.
And you were the replacement Tom.
The tournament went on.
It sounded like it was really good.
It was a really good day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's speak to Ollie, who sent the original email about the plan B. Morning, Ollie.
Morning.
Hi. Have you got the boys with you now?
Yeah, they're all here. They're the boys.
Why are you all together so early?
Because we all went around to one of my friend's house last night to play some more FIFA.
Right, yes.
But Chris didn't show up that this time.
No, he's not going to show up every time.
I thought this was a long-term thing, but clearly not.
Hey, I like the bit where he met your mum. Can we hear that now? She loved him, apparently.
No,
listen.
Oh, do I get to meet Mrs. McGlashan? I've heard so much. It's lovely to meet you.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having me around your house.
That's all right. Pleasure. I like
football
your
tournament with the boys.
24 hours at the
tap end. 24 hours at
the
tap end.
That was
24 years, mum.
Well, never mind.
But thank you so much for having me around.
Mum, it's 24 years, not 24 hours.
Such a mum thing.
That's brilliant. Okay, so he was a good plan B replacement, Ollie, right?
Yeah, it was quality. It all sounds like
I had a really good time. And on the other line, I've got Tom, who you replaced.
Oh, wow.
Morning, Tom.
Morning, how are we?
I'm very good, how are we?
Excellent. How are you, Ollie? You right, mate?
I'm good, thanks, mate. Good.
This is weird. So, you're fine with Chris being your replacement?
Oh, well, at the start, when I was first informed of State of Affairs, I thought it was a particularly vindictive and malicious move on the part of my friends. But looking back on it now, I'm absolutely delighted that Chris and the lads had a good night, really.
Yeah,
it's a really good night.
I'm a little bit concerned that when I come back and I go to turn up now, the door will be slammed in my face.
No, Tom. No,
it's not
like that.
I was a temporary solution whilst you couldn't be there for the one tournament.
Oh,
it doesn't have to be temporary, Chris.
You've all said that I'm rubbish.
This is a beautiful thing. All right, good. Thank you very much for being part of Plan B. You're our first one, and it actually worked out brilliantly. So thank you.
Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, it's time for Dear Scott. We do this in the afternoon. You send me an email, a posh lady from Radio 4 reads it out. It can be about anything at all. Get in touch if you've got something to say, something to ask, something maybe you've noticed you want to tell us about and the whole team and the nation. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email.
Dear Scott, I'm writing to ask for some tanning advice. I'm going to southern Spain next week for 10 days and the weather is supposed to be quite hot. I'd love to come back with an awesome tan and make everyone jealous. I saw your holiday tan the other day on Innuendo Bingo. You look so brown. What's your secret? Love you, bye. Nat off of Richmond, shortly off of Spain. P.S. Hopefully we'll have internet in the villa, so we'll still be able to listen to the show every day. No absence note needed. Laughing smiley.
Yeah, I often get people to fill in holiday forms when they can't listen. Just to let me know, you know, if you're going on holiday.
It's a polite request.
Fill in the form. Oh, internet in the villa, is it?
Yeah, get you. Yeah. So this tanning thing then, tanning advice, this
I'm
is
saying,
one for me.
Okay, little and often is what I'm saying. Obviously, you've got to be careful in the sun. You've got to wear sun cream, which I always do. But just get out there for a couple of hours a day and you'll see it really build up quick.
You see, when we've gone away...
You've stay white.
Yes, you've tried to help me tan.
But he also goes, yeah, look... A bit of colour. It's like, no, you're still actually pasty.
You once, on the holiday, and I don't know why you brought them with you, but attacked me with something called tanning wipes. Because you didn't think I was tanned enough from the...
No, I mean, you weren't. It was embarrassing. So I bought the tanning wipes, which you just kind of rub over yourself, and then, bing, 2 hours later, you've got a tan. Because that was embarrassing coming back, like...
What do you mean?
It didn't look like you'd been anywhere.
Well, I had, and I tried. And do you know what? I found it boring, tanning. But I did my best for you, because you insisted... I honestly think tanning is one of the most boring things you can do. I know
you
a lot of people...
just got to lie there.
I'm just not bothered about it.
You don't like having a tan?
I'm not fussed either way, but the fact that you sort of were making me... You were like, just lie there. I was like, well, I don't want to lie here.
Listen to some music, read a book, do what you want.
It's just not my game.
Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, anyone else involved in the show and the lady that reads stuff. Hi, I really like your voice. Scott, I've just discovered that my little sister Andy is a big fan of Innuendo Bingo. I'm not sure if I should be proud of my sister understanding the innuendos, but she clearly has epic taste in radio shows, so I can't complain too much. That reminds me, I have a favour to ask of you, sirs. Andy has her GCSEs coming up, and I'm not in the country to wish her good luck. So I was hoping you could wish Andy and her mates off of Great Baddow the best of luck in their exams. I'm sure it would mean a lot to her. Cheers, mate. You're a legend. Nick Bunce, originally off of London, but now off of Japan. P.S. I listen to the show religiously, even out here. I feel I should get bonus Scott Mills points for effort. Maybe a point multiplier is in order? Just putting that out there.
Oh, thank you. That was a nice email.
So we got to say a big good luck to Andy and the crew in Great Baddow.
Yes. Good luck with your GCSEs.
Liking
Innuendo Bingo is absolutely fine at your age. And it will all be fine. Don't worry about it. All be fine. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, PR4L and the team. I've been listening to the new Pink song, Just Give Me a Reason, with Nate off of Fun. I couldn't help noticing the start of that song sounds similar to the start of the Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York. Do you think there's a slight similarity? Anyway, this is a good chance to play a Christmas song in April. Harry, Bristol.
Harry in Bristol.
Oh,
okay,
no,
so
you're going to get so much about this, Scott.
Okay, so here's the beginning of Pink and Nate, Just Give Me a Reason. You've been hearing it quite a lot on Radio 1. And now, the Pogues.
Short of it being a piano.
It's just a piano. It's just a lady with a piano, that's all it is.
It was Christmas.
Oh, don't play anymore. It's just really weird.
That was Just Give Me a Reason. Fairy Tale of New York. Not really. Not really hearing that. I'm not going to play anything more of that because otherwise I'll just get absolute...
You'll be hounded.
...stress from the Christmas haters.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Nanny Pat! Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right, thank you. You?
Is it good. Is this the first DJ set you've ever done?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. So it's Nanny Pat from Towie, taking your requests until 10 this morning. Who's the first one for, please?
Charlie.
For Charlie, okay. Press play now. Go!
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
BBC
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's BBC Radio 1. You're right there.
Yes, thank you.
You sure you don't want to sit down?
No, I'm quite fine, thank you.
Hey, Chris.
Stand up and grow good.
We've got the sausage flats. This is so good. Thanks so much for doing this.
That's quite all right.
This is the best DJ set ever. Check out the sausage plat.
See, look at that, look.
You must have made hundreds of
these. I have made a lot, yeah.
Hundreds
of them.
I've seen them on the TV show and now there's an actual one. Yeah. You can watch this on the Radio 1 website. It's really big as well.
Yeah.
How long does that take?
About half an hour.
Oh, wow.
Shall we get involved? Yeah. In
let's get involved. It's Friday. Let's bosh the sausage plat.
Right, then.
Right, do you know Craig David?
Yeah, I do and I don't. I've not...
Doesn't matter.
No, sorry, I didn't mean it that way.
No, it's all right. He
it's
won't be
Mark.
Offended.
It's for Mark.
How's your Mark? Is he all right?
He's quite fine, yes, yeah. I don't know whether it's him or not.
I don't know.
I shouldn't think so.
It's one in Nottingham. Mark in Nottingham.
Well, I don't think he's in Nottingham.
Press play! Go!
Right. Good luck, Mark.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Nanny, there's a slight problem. Our boss is here, that's Ben.
Yes.
And we're not allowed any food in the studio. Can you tell him it's fine?
Oh, that's quite all right, because I've brought my own little Hoover to Hoover up all the mess.
It's only
okay, is that all right?
Thank God for that.
It's only a sausage
okay.
flat.
I'll clean up.
This is actually happening.
This is so
right,
good.
What's next? Andrew, you know Harlem Shake?
Andrea. Yes, I've done it before now. Essex Shape.
You've done that, have you?
Yes, yeah.
What were you dressed as?
A carrot.
Was that on the show?
Yes.
Right, good. Right, so not just as a carrot today, but we're going to play Harlem Shake, and it's for Adriana, right?
Yeah.
Okay, press play.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There was a slight concern that everyone on the cameras, if you're watching on the Radio 1 website, could see producer Cara's knickers for a little while then.
Well, good job she's got them on, because some people don't wear them.
Thanks, Nanny Pat. Okay, who's the next one for? This is like a proper banger, you'll like this.
Basti? Yes.
Okay, press play! Yes. All good. How was it for you?
Very good.
Yeah, enjoy
it? Yeah.
Yeah?
I might be taking your job over shortly, the way I'm going on.
All of that happened on Friday's show in the morning on BBC Radio 1. Get up early and join us live 6:30 on Monday, 6:30 a.m. Or get the podcast. BBC Radio 1.